President Mahama will tomorrow cut sod for rehabilitation works to start on the Defence Commander sugar factory in the central region. The factory grounded to a halt due to poor management. During the 2012 campaign, President Mahama promised to ensure a recovery of the factory, which has the potential to produce to feed Ghanaians and for the export market. Pascaline Adadevo looks at an operational Commander sugar factory and its impact on the area.
The Commander sugar factory is located in the central region. For many years now, production has halted due to a number of cited reasons, including poor management. Sugar is an essential commodity that goes into giving that sweet taste to most processed food consumed. It is estimated that about $500 million is spent annually on importing 3,000 tons of sugar into the country. If this is true, why then should a certain factory, which has the potential to produce twice the quantity imported for consumption, be left to rot? Government has been able to secure a loan of $35 million from the Indian government to revamp the collapsed factory. It is expected that about 400 direct jobs will be created. The factory's 1,000 hectares of land to be reactivated will employ about 2,000 outgrower farmers. This investment in the not-too-long future could make Ghana a net exporter of sugar. Currently, the country is the sixth largest importer of sugar in the world. As efforts are made to revive the good old Commander sugar factory, government must keep an eagle's eye on management of the facility to reap the needed benefits. Investors who come forward must be encouraged to engage labor from the local community, complementing government homegrown policy whose tagline is to see Ghanaian billionaires in the country. The central region does not only have good soil for sugarcane production, but also for pineapple and citrus. The region has a vibrant fishing industry and clay. It is about time investors are directed to look at how to diversify these products into consumables rather than prospecting the country's mineral resources, usually to our disadvantage. The Suchari sugar factory, which is also in Koma, needs to be attended to quickly to serve as another job-creating avenue. What about a said sugar factory? We can only be hopeful.
Pascaline Adadevo on prospects for the Commander sugar factory in the central region.
And meanwhile, the central regional minister, Aquinas Teria Kwanza, has described the rehabilitation of the Commander sugar factory as a million-dollar saver project for the country. He told CSAIA that the completion of the project, which is expected to engage about 2,000 outgrowers, will restore the region to its former vibrancy.
I just came back from Commander. At the moment, I'm at the residency with protocol officers from Accra, the security and everything. We're putting everything in place, and we are prepared to receive the president, as we've always been doing. You know, anytime he's entering Central Region, always we tell him it's a grand entry. So we're doing everything to make this program successful.
How significant is this project to the people of Central Region and Ghana as a whole?
Looking at the amount of money we used to import sugar, if this factory is to come on stream, I believe it's going to not totally eradicate that, but at least half it. So this project is a dollar saver for the country, and for the central region, we believe it will bring back that old vibrancy that we used to have in the region. It will bring it back. I mean, because the plans for this region is to make it more industrial, and I think this is just the beginning.
How much is involved in the project?
The project is estimated to cost around $35 million.
And where are the investors coming from?
It's an Indian Exim Bank facility, so the investors are coming from India.
Tomorrow, the president will cut the sod for the project to begin. We are told that about 2,000 farmers will be engaged. Do you have the same figures at your end?
Yeah, it might be more. I mean, we're talking about the outgrowers is about 2,000. But definitely each outgrower will employ more farmhands. So if we are to talk about directly involved in the farming, it should be over 2,000.
One other project that is also dear to the people of Central Region is a ceramic factory at Salt Pond. Is it working?
Not exactly. The ceramic factory was sold way back. I mean, it's in private hands, so government have no hold on that. But we're also talking to this Brazilian group, and they've done their own checks, and I have also sent proposals because that factory in Salt Pond is in my constituency. I've sent a lot of proposals out there, and I believe they will also come and have a look at it and see, because right now in the same area, we're planning to acquire land for probable creation of a new company because of the proximity of the clay deposit.
That was the Central Regional Minister, Aquinas Teria Kwanza.